I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Research is underway in South Carolina to explore ways to develop new treatments for rare childhood diseases. To talk about this research is Dr. Stephen Duncan. He's a professor and chair in the Department of Regenerative Medicine and Cell Biology at MUSC. Dr. Duncan, why are you concentrating part of your stem cell research on trying to find cures for rare childhood diseases?
I think over the last 10 years or so, there's been a huge number of advances made in investigators being able to read the sequence, the DNA sequence of individuals. And the problem is that although the genetics tells us why something is happening, it doesn't give us necessarily a cure for these types of diseases. So my work focuses on trying to model these rare diseases in the laboratory so that we can find drugs or other therapeutics that can be used to potentially treat the disease.
Can you tell us an example of any of the rare diseases with regards to children that you've had some success with?
Yes, we've worked on a specific disease called familial hypercholesterolemia. And basically what that means is it's an inherited disorder that results in the children developing extremely high levels of bad cholesterol. And if untreated, these children will go on to develop heart failure and can die from heart failure. So we decided to try to find drugs that could reverse that disease in these children. And the way we did it was to make stem cells from the children, take the stem cells, make the cells into liver cells, which are the cause of the problem. And what we found was that when we made the liver cells from the stem cells from the child, the liver cells had exactly the same deficiency that the child's liver had.
And you could try a medicine on that then?
Yeah, so roughly there's about 2,500 drugs on the market that are commonly used. So by having a model now in the laboratory of the child's liver disease, we can test all 2,500 drugs to see if it can rescue the defect that we find in these cells. And that's basically what we did.
And you found something that is helpful?
Yeah, we found a drug that's used to treat heart failure in adults and has been used for over 200 years, but nobody had described its effect on being able to lower bad cholesterol levels. Normally, when people have bad cholesterol, they take statins, but statins in these patients are unfortunately not effective. So this opens up a new opportunity for a new drug that could potentially be used to treat the children.
Any other rare diseases for children that you've had some success with?
Yes. More recently, we've been working on a mutation that causes a deficiency in the function of mitochondria. Mitochondria are important to produce energy that all your cells need to survive. And we found a mutation that prevents the mitochondria from working normally in the liver of these children. And the children usually die within the first couple of months from liver failure if they have this mutation. So we again decided to make stem cells that had this mutation, then make liver cells. And so we did the same procedure where we looked at the 2,500 drugs that are on the market. And we've now found one that seems to be able to completely rescue the deficiency in the liver cells that we make from the child's stem cells.
And might that be usable right now for children in that rare category?
The information that we have it from the laboratory studies and some animal studies that we do is that the drug is effective and it really could be used in the children.
Dr. Duncan, thanks for this information about this rare disease research.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.